Welcome to the Better Birth Podcast. My name's Erin and I'm a hypnobirthing and antenatal instructor, birth activist and all-round birth geek. In this podcast, I chat to experts in the field of pregnancy and birth, debunking myths around birth, diving into the research around maternity care and exploring what is it that means you're more likely to have a positive birthing experience. If you enjoy this podcast, do feel free to buy me a coffee and fund my caffeine habit. Link to my Buy Me a Coffee page is in the podcast info. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Better Birth Podcast. Today I'm talking to the lovely doula Katrine. I'm very excited to speak to you, Katrine, today. She is a reflexologist for nearly 20 years, and she works with people during pregnancy and postpartum. And she lives in Bromley, and she has two daughters, and she likes to work with and support marginalised people during their journey to parenthood. So welcome, Katrine. I'm very excited to talk to you about all your experiences. Do you want to give a little intro in your own words about who you are?
Well, thank you for having me, Erin. It's lovely to be here. I love your podcast. I've listened to it for quite a while, so it's great to be on. I'm Katrine. Like you said, I've got two daughters, and I've been a reflexologist for nearly 20 years, and I've had reflexology myself for quite a long time. So it's one of those therapies that I discovered when I was a student, and then I thought, okay, this is too good to miss out on, and decided to train. And I've kept that going. But since I had my daughters, and having used hypnobirthing while I was pregnant, and then obviously for the births, and then beyond that, and when we hit lockdown, I decided to do a doula training course with my doula who attended my last birth. And from then, I've been mainly a postnatal doula, and then I've just started doing some birth support as well. So it's all nicely sort of come together with the reflexology that I now mainly focus on, either preconception or pregnancy or postnatal. But it works really nicely, particularly with the postnatal work, because I'm able to help people recover with an actual kind of therapeutic tool like reflexology.
Yeah. We were just saying before we hit record that I think it's so interesting that reflexology has all these different applications at different stages, because admittedly, my only experience of reflexology, not my only experience, that's a lie because my auntie's a reflexologist, but I haven't had loads of reflexology myself. But my own experience of reflexology was because my waters broke with my second daughter and my contractions didn't start. And then I was like, I am not being induced again, and just chuck everything at it, get labor going, and had a reflexologist come to my house. And my contraction started while she was giving me the reflexology. So I'm a definite believer, but that is kind of my limited knowledge of reflexology and its applications, you know, during or preconception and during pregnancy and birth. So do you want to maybe explain a little bit about some of the typical reasons people come to see you for reflexology?
Yeah, absolutely. So initially, when I first started out, because my other job, my other training is that I'm an opera singer. So I've worked in theatre and performance for many years. And I personally suffered horribly when I was at university with stress. So I went to a reflexologist. It was the only thing. My mother is a partner in a natural health clinic, or she's retired now. So I tried out loads of different complementary therapies. And the only thing that really stuck for me and that really helped me find that level of relaxation and stress release was the reflexology. Mm-hmm. And it was a really gentle kind of, some reflexologists is really quite hard and diggy, but this particular type of reflexology was really, really gentle. And I would just completely relax to such an extent that I even, you know, woke myself up snoring in the chair because I was so relaxed. And then, I'd go back to university and I'd be like, yeah, okay, this has really helped. Mm. And when I left university, I decided to train. And so I've worked with a lot of singers to do with stress problems, shoulder tension, neck, backs, hips, knees. And then I started sort of focusing a bit more on pregnancy and on postnatal. And really, there's several little bits of the reflexology. So A, it's incredibly relaxing, just lying in the chair and having your feet massaged for 45 minutes to an hour is incredibly relaxing. So, I mean, it really helps with things like blood pressure, but it also can help with hips and backs and shoulders. And the very least of it is you can also just talk to your reflexologist, and that kind of, we're all trained to be, you know, really good listeners and able to answer questions. I mean, it helps obviously that I've got a background now in with the doula work and things like that. I'm a little bit more knowledgeable than I was certainly when I first started out. But that can be incredibly reassuring as well. And there have been some studies, albeit very small studies, because there aren't a lot of studies to sort of prove that reflexology works, but blood pressure particularly, there was an amazing study that they did in the 90s, and they found that women who came in for like a 45 minute long reflexology session, they took their blood pressure at the beginning of the session and then they took it afterwards and the blood pressure was down, you know, and that meant that they were less likely to go into hospital or have to stay in hospital to be monitored. Obviously they were told, you know, if it goes back up again or you start to have any symptoms, to go in, but that gentle relaxation helped that blood pressure come down, stay down, and meant that they didn't have to be stuck in hospital where it's again quite stressful.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? So when you started focusing more on you know, kind of the birth work and the doula work, and you were saying earlier, you know, that they kind of mesh quite well together, don't they? So do you find people come to you for the reflexology and then they might book you for a doula, or is it the other way around, or how does that normally work with you?
It really varies from person to person. Sometimes I've had a call from somebody in exactly the same situation as you. You know, they've gone post dates or their waters have broken and they've got that horrible 24-hour rule hanging over them, and then they come and have a relaxing session, and then I'll support them a bit postnatally, and then other times I've worked as a doula, or they've booked me as a postnatal doula and then they've decided to have a treatment either before they've had their baby, or often in when I've been doing postnatal work, they've often booked in afterwards. Mm-hmm. For yeah, again, that helping with the recuperation, helping to sort of bring the uterus back down, help with any kind of water retention, things like that. But again, to have just, you know, a friendly face and somebody to talk to. And that's such a huge part of postnatal support anyway. The fact that you're having your feet nicely massaged and you've got a little bit of me time. But I often treat women who, you have a tiny little newborn baby still attached to them, or, you know, you can still breastfeed your baby while you're having a treatment. It's not at all prohibitive, and I can come to your house, which obviously postnatally can be really nice, or you can come to the clinic that I work in, which is equally pretty accessible if you're in Southeast London.
Yeah. I think you're right that the postnatal period is the period that we most neglect. You know, we're aware that we need, or most people are aware that we need to do some prep, you know, during pregnancy, and yeah, you need to plan and prep for birth, and then everything kind of stops at the birth and we don't really think about anything postnatally. And you need just as much planning and prep and support after you give birth as you do before.
I think it's a real symptom of having done the study that I've done, and my first postnatal client that I had was doing full Chinese confinement, and it was completely eye-opening for me, because the cultural difference between her approach to the postnatal period and then subsequently more Western approach, which is much more, I should be getting back to normal, or I should be doing more. Mm. And what was absolutely fascinating about my Chinese client was I watched her develop and grow and get stronger and stronger and stronger because she was eating this very specific diet and she was staying still and just resting. And I'm a massive, massive fan of that sort of 6 week idea where you give yourself 6 weeks to properly recuperate. And I think it's again, like you said, sadly neglected, or that people don't realize it's an option and they feel like they have to jump back into things. And reflexology obviously can be a really crucial part of that because you're still investing in yourself, investing in your recuperation, which is essential, I would say.
Yeah. You mentioned specific ways that reflexology can help in the postpartum period. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that in terms of, you know, helping the uterus shrink down and other aspects of postpartum that can help with?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the beauty of reflexology is there's kind of nothing we can't treat. It works on the principle that you have reflexes or pressure points on your feet that correspond to the different parts of your body. Mm-hmm. So we can approach your whole body through your feet and we can target specific areas if there's an area that needs a bit more focus, a bit more attention. So A, you're getting this full body treatment without having to have the kind of full on push and pull of, say, I don't know, an intensive Swedish massage or something like that, or the clicky clunkiness of chiropractic or osteopathy. And I think the very interesting thing about post-birth is it's very easy to almost exacerbate things if you have anything that's too full on, because your body's coping with so many different aspects as it's changing and going back. And I would never say the word back to normal, because after you've had a baby, everything's different. Everything's in a little bit of a different place.
Yeah.
But the beauty of the reflexology is that we're able to kind of integrate that without irritating any specific areas. I had a patient once who suffered with bad back, but she found if she went to an osteopath that the manipulation would trigger an existing kidney problem that she had. So I was able to very, very gently massage the feet and focus on those tense shoulder back areas, and then just sort of check what that kidney reflex was like and be very, very gentle about it. And then she found that she was able to have that release in her shoulders and her back without it triggering anything uncomfortable. And I think that's definitely one of the great things about working on a postnatal level. So for example, if you have had you know, the problems with relaxing, loosening ligaments, and you've had terrible back pain, or it's been a birth that has, you know, baby's head's come out and really pushed on the coccyx or something like that, that's very uncomfortable. So I'd be working in those soft tissues at the base of the spine to really help ease that, hips as well. And then we do work quite a lot on lymphatic drainage. So in terms of sort of getting rid of some of that water, you may find you need to drink a lot of water after you've had a treatment, and you may find that sort of sweating happens, which, you know, if you've had babies, you're familiar with, but some people don't expect to have the whole night sweats.
They tell you about post-birth, the sweats, the sweats and the hair loss, I think, were the two things that shocked me after giving.
I know. I mean, it's not glamorous, is it? But it's, yeah, it's helpful if people reassure you that actually it's okay, that's very normal. And also with, you know, any breastfeeding problems, again, there's so much to suggest that, you know, stress and tension can really cause problems for establishing breastfeeding. And again, I think this study that was done in the 90s showed that women who had the reflexology post-birth were finding that they were better able to breastfeed and to breastfeed for longer.
Mm. That's amazing, isn't it? I'm a big believer of holistic and alternative therapies. I come from a family of Bowen therapists and reflexologists and aromatherapists and energy healers and all that kind of stuff. So I've kind of been exposed to all these kind of different therapies anyway. So I definitely believe that they work. But I think it's so nice to find therapies that like you say, are going to be more gentle, because you do have to be gentle with yourself after you give them birth. You know, your body, even if you have the most positive, amazing birth, your body has been through a lot. And it takes, you know, up to 12 months for your body to not get back to normal, like you were saying, because, you know, I mean, I've had three kids. My youngest is three. My body is not the body that I had before I had kids. And I'm not talking about fat, and I'm not talking about weight. I'm just talking about, you know, my hips and, you know, my frame. And it's just different. Everything is different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it takes a while for things to just kind of settle back into place, doesn't it? I mean, your internal organs have been squished, you know.
I know. I'm quite a hypochondriac as well, so I kind of check my body quite regularly, like, oh, is it okay? And I'm absolutely convinced that my digestive system, my colon particularly, is in a different place to where it was before I had babies. And it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, everything does get squished and changed into different positions. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but obviously it is quite a, whoa, what's going on here?
Yes, I think having a therapy or a treatment that is, you know, going to be slightly more gentle, but like you said, is kind of top to toe, able to, you know, to check in with all of these areas and align things and help solve any issues, I think is really, really valuable for post-birth. And I think people need to invest in that. And I'm like, I'm guilty. I will put my hands up and say, I did not do this with any of my children. And I even went so far as to, you know, research having doing like a closing the bone ceremony after my son, and then didn't do it, and now really wish I had, because I was thinking about, oh, you know, it's quite a lot of money and da 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 and all this kind of stuff. And actually, in hindsight, should have done it. You know, should have invested in my postpartum period, because it is really important. So I think investing in things like reflexology and investing in your health is never ever going to be a waste of money, ever.
Well, I mean, and that sort of brings me back again to the Chinese confinement thing, which I love, is that culturally it's an investment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lovely way to think about it, because then I think it encourages you more to own it and have more ownership over your postpartum. And think about, well, okay, if I do this, I'm less likely to have, you know, osteoporosis or issues in menopause, you know, way further down the line. But I just love that whole concept, because I think when you're a parent, it's much more, I've got to keep going and I've got to kind of focus on this other little person. But you are everything to them. Your body is providing all of that amazing stuff, you know, the food, the security. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't you absolutely lie in bed and have somebody bring you food and come and rub your feet?
Yeah.
And you know, we're not allowed, we it's not that we're not allowed, but we can't guarantee anything with reflexology. But all that I say is that, you know, that's an hour to yourself with somebody, you can talk or not, and it's your hour, and you're having this lovely massage of your feet, and that's the very, very least that you get. And then you have the potential, obviously, for much more than that.
Society doesn't enable us to have that support around us to have that confinement period, because, you know, your partner has to go back to work after 2 weeks. We don't always have family, you know, around or close friends around that can come and cook for you and ensure that you are resting and hold the baby while you have a shower. And just, we've lost our village.
I know. Really, really have. And, you know, the vast majority of people who contact me for postnatal support are exactly as you described, don't have family nearby, can't rely on the kindness of friends, and that's the option for them is to get somebody in. Although sometimes, and I have had clients who've had family around but a very difficult relationship with mm-hmm. either of their parents or in-laws, and that it would be more stressful for them to have somebody in the home that's going to be judgmental or give advice, I'm doing air quotes. And so, you know, that's why there is a real need, I think, for postnatal doulas, albeit it's a sad thing, really, that it doesn't exist in a village context where, you know, whatever your auntie. I mean, and this is when I was doing my doula homework, this was fascinating because I had to ask my mum about what my birth was like and postpartum. Mm-hmm. And then I asked her what it was like when she was born. And I was born in rural Wales, and my mum had two other children, my brother and my sister, and she was straight back to it, you know. And my dad was trying to work and doing, you know, but she was, but it was basically her, and it was, she said it was really stressful and very, very intense and difficult. And then she described when she was born during the war, they'd been relocated to Oxfordshire, and she was born at home with a very, very grumpy local midwife who got quite cross apparently with my grandma because she'd gone into labour too quickly and the midwife didn't get a chance to get her rubber pinny on in time before my mum arrived. But then my mum's aunties, her two female aunties, came and looked after her brother and sister. Mm. And my grandma stayed in bed with my mum. And that's from wartime to 70s when I was born. And now I'm sort of thinking about my experience, my births. And it was only with my second birth that I thought about having a postnatal doula. And yeah, it was really when I realised that my husband was downstairs doing all the laundry and doing everything, and he wasn't getting to spend any time with this new baby. And yeah, and my doula happened to be doing postnatal, and I said, oh, maybe. And in fact, I asked my dad, and he was sort of like, are you sure? I was going to buy you some baby grows or something. I said, well, no, actually, if you could give me some money towards the postnatal doula, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it was some of the best money I've ever spent.
Yeah, it's a really good idea, actually, you know, because it's quite popular to do baby showers and things. And, you know, we get all these clothes which end up staying in the packets because your baby outgrows them before you manage to actually open them and take the labels off. And you get all of these books and you get toys. And actually, it would be far better and far more valuable for people to gift you a postnatal doula, I think.
Or a reflexology treatment, you know, because that's, you know, it's not a huge amount of money. And again, that's a, what, you know, a nice hour for somebody to look forward to. And I mean, I do gift vouchers, and people have bought things like that. And, you know, it's great because I get to turn up and say, you know, congratulations, here's your present. And they're like, oh, thank God. Yeah, and in very, very environmentally friendly, I always say, because there's no waste, you know. Yeah. And if you're local, I can ride on my bike to you, you know, to save petrol.
So you're in Bromley, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah.
So you're local to me. Well, you were local to me before I moved, but you're still kind of local to me. So yeah, if anyone wants some reflexology, you know, and I'll put your details in the podcast description so that anyone can contact you. So we've talked a lot about postnatal period, but what about pregnancy? And you mentioned preconception as well. So do people come and see you before they even get pregnant?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be really, really helpful to support, depending on what route you want to take. I mean, some people prefer to use complementary therapies before they embark on an IVF journey. Some people like to have treatment while they're having IVF. It's always important to discuss with the medical professionals and say, well, look, I am embarking on a treatment of reflexology or some reflexology sessions, mm-hmm. you know, is it okay? But the vast majority of medical professionals, as far as I'm aware, are comfortable. And in fact, some GPs will actually refer people to have reflexology. Mm-hmm. And certainly when I was training with reflexology, there were a couple of ladies who particularly focused on preconception and actually had, and this is, of course, anecdotal rather than any kind of you know, double blind research study or anything like that, but found that it was, you know, reasonably successful. You know, we were always quite like, oh my goodness, that's incredible. You know, that's a really fantastic story that whoever's managed to get pregnant since having a course of reflexology treatments. And then antenatally, like you said, it can be used as an induction treatment. Obviously, if your body is not ready to have that baby, it doesn't matter what kind of form of induction you use, your body's not going to go there. But again, and anecdotally, from my own perspective, I have treated people who have been post dates, and you know, they've relaxed during the treatment, and then they've found that those surges start to come in, and off they go. And then I think it's incredibly useful antenatally to prepare your body for birth. So we can work, you know, very specifically on the sort of vaginal reflex, again, to help things become stretchy and good to go for when you do go into labour. And also supporting things like pubic symphysis and any kind of aches and pains that you've got in your hips particularly. We can cover all of those bases and, of course, give you that downtime to just really, really relax. And it particularly useful if you're particularly anxious about birth or living in stressful conditions or for whatever reason you've got anxiety, then the reflexology can really help to just alleviate some of that stress.
So you mentioned you've been to one birth.
Yes.
Did you use any of your reflexology at the birth?
I didn't, because it all went so quickly, really. And also, she was so brilliant at listening to her body and moving. So she was very mobile. I think it would have been very uncomfortable for her to sort of lie still for me to look, you know, long enough, give her feet a rub. But again, the element of touch, just that reassurance. So I was massaging her in general, but it was clearly helping, and it was incredible. Yeah, incredible. Because she did your hypnobirthing course, so she was really good at just following her instincts and going with it, and I just like helped to facilitate that a bit, really.
Yeah,
she had reflexology postnatally with me.
Oh, has she? Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's really nice. What would you suggest if somebody is thinking about getting pregnant and they want to think about doing some reflexology? At what point do you think is the best time to get in touch and start thinking about starting some treatment?
Well, I mean, as soon as you've made that decision and you're keen to get pregnant, you can start immediately if you wanted to, but if you wanted to try and see how you got on, and then if things were not immediately happening, then you could certainly get in contact, and you can always just call. I always have like a, you know, free 30 minute chat, so you can ring up and say, oh well, this, that and the rest is happening, you know, and I'll happily give mainly sort of information about it and whether it's a good fit. I mean, some people absolutely can't stand having their feet touched. So yeah. reflexology is not for you. And some people generally don't like being touched. And I would always say that, you know, don't feel because your best friend has said, oh, well, reflexology worked a treat for me, and you're not particularly happy having any kinds of hands-on therapy, then don't force yourself because you think it's going to do good, because the very nature of it is that it needs to be something that you're comfortable with and that you feel relaxed with. But at any stage, and depending on, you know, where your cycle is, sometimes it's helpful to have some treatment before you start thinking about getting pregnant, because there's an element of being able to kind of get your cycle into a better rhythm if you've had irregular periods or something like that. Reflexology can be quite helpful in helping to balance hormones and get all of those sort of things working nicely together The pituitary, which is on your big toe, you can kind of identify quite well. It's quite a nice, easy one to spot. And of course, with that sort of gentle massage and just to sort of stimulate it. But again, but if you come and then we book you in for an appointment that's before your ovulation, then we can work on, stimulating that pituitary and helping things to get going and stimulate those hormones. So that has the potential to be able to fit in with whatever program you're planning to follow or not, if you're not. It can be slightly confusing if you're having other complementary therapies as well. And I wouldn't say that they're mutually exclusive and that you can't do them, but sometimes it's helpful for people to be able to see clearly, okay, well, this worked and that didn't work. And we will never be offended if you say, look, it's not worked out for me particularly. So I'm going to go and try acupuncture, or I'm going to try homeopathy, or whatever. And we will always say, absolutely, it is completely your choice. And we, at the end of the day, we want you to have the outcome that you want.
Yeah. I think maybe different therapies work better for different people. So it's
We're
about
all different, absolutely. So it makes perfect sense.
So where can people find you if they want to go online and find you? Where do they find you online?
Yes, so I'm Marvel Birth, marvel.birth on Instagram, and www.marvelbirth.com on the internet. Or you can just Google Marvel Birth. It's because I'm a massive, massive nerd and I really like Marvel movies. And
Is
when I
that
did,
a thing called Marvel Fire? That's amazing.
and it just so happens that birth is marvelous, you see.
Amazing.
So
That's why I thought that you were called Marvel Birth. I did not realize it's because you're a Marvel fan.
I know. I'm sorry. It was because I kept, while I was doing my doula training, I kept going on about Marvel movies, and my fellow trainee doulas were like, "Oh, God, Katrine, you're really boring." But and then I was trying to come up with the name, and one of my doula colleagues said, "Oh, well, why don't you just call yourself Marvel Birth? I mean, you go on about it enough." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll do that." Yeah. So that's why. And I think there's a lot to be said about the superhero quality of people who have babies, who choose to have babies, and the amazing superhero transformation that happens to you when you become a parent, really.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. Look, I've learned so much about you today. Didn't know you were an opera singer. Now I know you're a fellow Marvel geek. Oh, I'll talk to you about the films later.
Oh yeah, you won't be able to stop me. In fact, today I just went to see Thor: Love and Thunder. So
I'm going to have to ask your opinion about that later.
yes.
Oh,
Later
thank
this
you
afternoon.
so much for talking to me today. It's been really, really interesting.
You're really welcome.
I'm gonna have
Thank
to come and see you myself. Every time I do any kind of podcast with anybody that's an alternative therapy, I'm like, oh, I want to go and do it myself now. So I might have to be in touch and come book my
Yeah, do
for
absolutely,
a
absolutely. You
session.
can come and have a test run and see how it
Yeah.
feels. But I mean, you come from, like me, really good family background of holistic therapies and things like that. So that's a really nice, I think that's a really nice place to come from.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, thank you for chatting today. It's been really lovely.
That's lovely. Thank you, Erin, for having me.
Yeah, we can go offline now and talk about films.
Yay.
The Better Birth podcast and all of its content is for educational and informational purposes only. You should consult your midwife or your doctor for anything in relation to your own pregnancy and birth. The opinions and the views of the guests on the Better Birth podcast are their own opinions and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Better Birth or Erin Fung.